Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rabbi Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
We're learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Sam, up to Daf Samaches. We're going to start a little bit earlier, Daf Samach Zayinim and Beis, the Mishnah of Amecha Beis Sabbat. The Mishnah says, Amecha Beis Sabbat, Mocher Sayam, Vesamemel, Vesabesulois. When someone sells an oil press, he sells the yam, the memel, the besulois. The Gemara explains what it means, the Machlekes Rishmam and Tesis, exactly. The Rishbam learns that the klal adover is anything that's mechubur is sold with the Beis Sabbat. Anything which is not mechubur is not sold with the Beis Sabbat. Even though by bias we find that even things that are mechubur are not sold with klal the bias. But the Yad Ramah explains that's because the bias betzim could be used without the things inside the bias. At least b'shas etchak. Hashegin a Beis Sabbat, which can't be used at all without the things, the kaponim, the things that are kavu in the Beis Sabbat, there you are selling. Anything that's kavu in the Beis Sabbat is sold along with the Beis Sabbat. That's your Rishbam's pshat, because he holds that the yam is the main kli which the olives are there while you're pressing them. So that's kavua. And the Braisa, when it says yikavim, he also holds it's the same thing. The yikavim is also the main kli which is the olives are inside the kli while they're being pressed. But Taisus holds not the way. Taisus are ayin from a gemara of edizor, ben etam. He holds that the yam is not that kli. The yam is a different kli. It's a big kli made out of mud which is used to press against the olives. And you cover musios like baskets that you bring to put the olives in them. So ben etam holds that even kalim that are metaltalim are sold with the Beis Sabbat. So according to ben etam, what's the chilek? Why is certain kalim sold and certain kalim not sold? So Taisus two pshatim. One pshat is that the inexpensive kalim, they're sold together with the Beis Sabbat, but the more expensive kalim are more chashiv, they're not bottled to the Beis Sabbat. That's a chiluk. So the yam, the mamel, the besulis, they're inexpensive. That's where they're sold. But the avirim, the galgal, the kair, they're much more expensive. They're not sold with the Beis Sabbat. Another pshat Taisus says is that the kalim which only could be used for the Beis Sabbat, they don't have any other function, they're sold with the Beis Sabbat. Because presumably when he sells the Beis Sabbat, he's not going to take these kalim with him, they have no other function. But the kalim that happen to have another function, you happen to use them in the Beis Sabbat, but you could use them out of the Beis Sabbat, those kalim are not sold with the Beis Sabbat. The Yad Ramah is very, very similar to the first pshat of Tosfos. The Yad Ramah says, but a little bit different, a little different knetch. The Yad Ramah says if every Beis Sabbat has this keli, so then it is sold with the Beis Sabbat. So the inexpensive kelim, b'derech klal, people don't borrow those kelim. Every Beis Sabbat has their own. So that's an inherent part of the Beis Sabbat. Now, Shagin, the more expensive kelim, he says they don't necessarily have their own. Could be you borrow them or you rent them. The Beis Sabbat doesn't necessarily own one of these kelim, so therefore it's not necessarily sold. So Bekitzer, the Rishbam holds that the chilek is anything kavua is sold, anything metaltal is not sold. Rabbeinu Tam clearly has some of the cases in the Mishnah as things that are metaltal, and therefore you have to say a different pshat. And Taisus one pshat is that the more expensive things are not sold, the cheaper things are sold because they're not, since they're not chashiv, they're bottled to the Beis Sabbat. A second pshat in Rabbeinu Tam is that things that are used exclusively for the Beis Sabbat are sold, presumably because the seller doesn't want them, but things that have other uses are not sold because the seller could take them to use it for other things. And the Yad Ramah says anything which the Beis Sabbat, every Beis Sabbat has one, which would generally be the less expensive things, which Beis Sabbat wouldn't bother borrowing or renting, they'll have one of their own, so then that is sold. Now, Shankin, if the Beis Sabbat wouldn't necessarily have it, they would sometimes borrow it or rent it, so then it's not sold. Now, the Gemara brings a rice up. The Braisa says Tanur Rabbanan, Amecha Beis Sabbat Macheris and Asarim, Vesei Kavim, Vesei Mafrechais, Vesei Chayim et Achtainis. It adds more things than what the Mishnah brought, Avalei El Yena. And it says, Ubizman Shamalai Hu Vachal Mashab Seicher Kulam Achurid. And then it says, Benkach U Benkach Loi Macha Loi Yisa Avirim Vlei Sasakim Vlei Yisim Ratzufin. Now the Mishnah had said that you Loi Macheris Avirim Vesei Galga Vesei Kairit. You don't sell the avirim, the galgal, and the kair. So the Mishnah is clear that even the avirim, which are the boards that are used to press against the olives, Al-Kapanim, that's how the Rishbam learns. But they're only not sold b'stam. But if you say, Hu v'chal mashe b'seichai, so they're all sold. And Rishbam explains like this. Not everything is sold when you say, Hu v'chal mashe b'seichai. Only things that are necessary for the band. They're from the Teshmishi Abad. If Istam is storing things in the bad, that doesn't go right into Huvachal Meshav Seicha. Huvachal Meshav Seicha means all the things that are used for the bad. If you write Huvachal Meshav Seicha, you mean everything which is used for the bad, not Stam things. But the Avirim, which are used for the bad, would of course be included in Huvachal Meshav Seicha. But the problem is the Brisa says not that way. The Brisa says, Benkechu Benkech Lemacha Loyes Avirim, Veloyes a Sakin Veloyes a Metzufin. Even when you said Huvachal Meshav Seicha. So it sounds like there's a steer in the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah says that the Avirim are sold when you say, Hu v'chal mashe b'seichai, and because they are used for the bad. And the Braisa says, no, even if you said, Hu v'chal mashe b'seichai, you're only coming to include the Rechayim Elyena, but the Avirim are not sold, even if you say, Hu v'chal mashe b'seichai. So the Ramban, and the Ritva, and the Nemuki Yosef, they all say that it's a machlokes, the Mishnah and the Braisa. And they say they're Bein Echananel and Rav Haigayin all pass like the Mishnah, not like the Braisa. Because that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to pass like the Mishnah when there's a Machlokes, the Mishnah and the Braisa. Now, Achrayinim point out that the Rishbam is not Mashman as a Machlokes, the Mishnah and the Braisa. Because the Rishbam, the Maskel Machers and the Sarim and the Braisa, he says, Einim Kivshi, Dim Kain Tikshia Mesnisim, Dasim Tani Loy Macha, Vachik Tani Macha. So he's bothered. He says that the Pshat and the Braisa and the Sarim can't mean Kivshi, because otherwise it's a Kasha. The Brice and the Mishnah. If the Brice is anyway arguing on the Mishnah, he shouldn't have said it would be a kasha to Brice and the Mishnah. Anyway, the Brice is arguing on the Mishnah. So the Rishash and the Melech Shleimai, I mean the Pnei Shleimai, the Rishash and the Pnei Shleimai from Shleimai Gansweed, also the Geiser of Simcha Midesiva, they say that our Karchach, the Rishash was Geiser and the Brice differently. Already the Geiser Bach and the Marshal have a Geiser and the Brice that they put the Veloyes as Avirim, Veloyes as Sakin, Veloyes as Metzufin, before Bizman Shama Huvachal Mashav Seicha Kula Mechurim. They say, Hamaycha Beisavad, Machas and Asarim, Mr. Covenants, and Mephrechais, Mr. Chayim, and Tachtainis, Avaloyal Yainis, and then they add in Veloyes Avirim, Veloyes as Sakin, Veloyes as Metzufin, and then Bizman Shama Huvachal Mashav Seicha Kula Mechurim. So the Brice agrees with the Mishnah that when you say Huvachal Mashav Seicha, the Avirim also. So there's a girsa that the Bach and the Mashal say, and it's Mashal Rishbam held that way. Achrayinim point there, because the Mashal doesn't seem to hold there's any machlokes the Braisa in the Mishnah. So again, the Ramban, the Ritva, the Muki Yosef, they hold that there is a machlokes the Braisa in the Mishnah. They bring of Haigayin and of Ein Chananel that we pass them like the Mishnah, and when you say Hu v'chol mashav b'seichai, you do sell the Achirim. And we have the girsa, the Bach and the Mashal, which seemingly the Rishbam holds of, that you magi in the Braisa. And there's no machlokes the Braisa in the Mishnah. Everyone holds that when you say Hu v'chol mashe b'seichai, you do sell the Avir. Now the Rif, he brings the Mishnah the way we have it. And then he also brings the Braisa. So the Rosh is bothered. Why did the Rif bring the Braisa? Why did he just leave out the Braisa? L'chaif, he brought the Braisa to tell you that we don't pass like the Mishnah. We pass like the Braisa. So l'chaif, it's shver. Why should the Rif pass like the Braisa, not like the Mishnah? The Rosh blives shver in the Rif. So the Mugi Yosef says that the Rif doesn't mean to pass like the Braisa. The Rif brings the Braisa and expects you to understand that we don't pass like the Braisa, Keneg, and the Mishnah. So why do they mean the Braisa? Because the Braisa adds much more things that the Mishnah doesn't say. All the things that the Braisa says, which the Mishnah it doesn't say clearly, so we pass like the Braisa. That's why it brings in the Braisa, because you have more halachas in the Braisa, which you don't have in the Mishnah. But in regard to this thing about the Avirim, when you said, Hu v'chol mashe b'seichai, if the Avirim are machar or not, the Rif doesn't intend to paskin like the Braisa at all. But the Rambam Lamaisa clearly paskins like the Braisa. And the Rambam has the Braisa, like the Rif's Girsa also, that besides for Avirim, he also brings the Galgal and the Kair, which in our Girsa, the Braisa, the Galgal and the Kair is not there. But in the Rambam's Girsa, the Rif also had this Girsa and the Braisa, Benkech, Benkech, Leimach, Loyes, Avirim, Veloyes, Galgal, Veloyes, Kair. That even though the Mishnah says that the Avirim and Galgal and Kair are not sold stem, but when you say Hu v'chol mashe b'seicha, you do mean to sell the Avirim, the Galgal, and the Kair, kulam mechurim. But the Rambam says, klar, even when you said Hu v'chol mashe b'seicha, you don't sell the Avirim, the Galgal, and the Kair. And that's the Braisa, and that's his gears in the Braisa. So the Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef, it's exactly the same lashon, he wrote it in both places, is bothered. Why the Rambam passing like the Braisa, not like the Mishnah? So the Kesef Mishnah says, you have to say in the Rambam Fakert, rather than saying that the Girs and the Braisa should be changed to the Mishnah, you have to say his Girs and the Mishnah was like the Braisa. That he had Bengach u Bengach, even if you said, Hu v'chol mash b'saycha, you don't mean to sell the Achir and the Galgal and the Kair. He says that the Magen Mishnah is Mashmah. Anyway, the Magen Mishnah is Mashmah, it was a different Girsa. And the Fida Girsa, the Mishnah also said that when you said, Hu v'chol mash b'saycha, you don't mean to sell the Avirim and the Kair. And the Shulchan Aruch passing is like the Rambam, and the Rama brings down the Deah, like the other Rishayim, that there is a Machlokes Mishnah in Braisa, and we don't pass him like the Braisa, and we pass him a Hu v'chol mash b'saycha, you do sell the Avir. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Amaychers and merchats lemachers and asarim vesasafalin vesabalonias." When you sell a merchats, you don't sell the boards, the safalim. Rishbam means it means the kalim, the vessels that they use for the water, sabalonias, the towels. Was man shama hu v'chal mesh v'secher kulam mechurin. When you tell them that everything is sold, then kulam mechurin. Bengach u bengach lemachers is a megayrish shalmayim. The streams of water which supply the merchats, the storage house of wood, which they use to warm up the water for the merchats, because these are not part of the merchats. So even if you say, it's not considered sold. So the Braisa says, pretty similar to the Mishnah, mentions that you are macha, the base nesarim, the base yikam, and the base tefalin, the base vilois, because those are all mechubah to the merchats, that all has a din of merchats, but not the svalim and the Nesorim and the Yikamim and the Svalim. But if you say, Hu v'chol mash b'saycha, everything is sold, but not the Brechais and not the Kinas Eitzim. Same as the Mishnah with a little more detail. But then it says, V'mam le'beisamech, so chol tashmishav ani meichalach. If he says beisamech, it's in all the tashmishim, then kulam mechurim, then everything is sold, including the streams of water that supply the Merchats and the Eitzis Eitzim that supply the Merchats. They're also called tashmishim. If you don't just say kol mashe b'saychei, but you say kol tashmishav, then everything is sold. Then the Gemara brings the story of the Beis Sabbat. Hu dam lechaver Beis Sabbat v'chol tashmishav ani meichalach. He said Beis Sabbat and all the tashmishim. Hava anechen v'soya avroi davashatcha b'shum shemi. There were different chanuyas outside that they would put the shum shemim there, so it's somewhat of the tashmishay of the Beis Sabbat. Because they would make the shem and shum shemin, sesame seed oil. Also, the common there, Vesef Omle Tanina, Emame Besa Mechus, Chote Shmisha, Vene Mechlach, Re Kulam Mechurin. This is the Girsa that we have. That Rav Yosef was shtelling to the Brises by Besa Mechatz. And by Besa Mechatz, even if you say, Koma Shebeseicha, you don't include the Breches and Mespikas Lemayim and the Besa Kinesa Eitzim, but the Breches, and the Beis HaEitzus HaEitzim, if you say Kol Tashmishav, it works. So who would then by Beis HaBad, even though they're added to Beis HaBad, these are Chanuyas that are out of the Beis HaBad, which is used for part of the Beis HaBad, but if you say Kol Tashmishav, it works. So the Gemara says, Amalei Abaye V'Tanei Abchiyah Ein Kulam Mechurim. They're not sold, because the point is, the Chanuyas are not only used for the Beis HaBad, they also have their own use. You're selling them Pas and Yayin. So we find Ein Kulam Mechurin. Just like also the Eitzim and the water is not only used for the Merchats. So the Gemara says, Elam Rav Asher Chazinan, Yomalei Beis Sabbat V'chol Tashmisha V'ilam Mitzanoa Kani V'loi Loi Kani. If you say Beis Sabbat V'chol Tashmisha and you give them Mitzarim, you make the boundaries, so then you included this in the boundaries. If you don't make the boundaries, so then you don't include the things that are out of the Beis Sabbat or out of the Merchats. So this is the Girsa we have in the Gemara, that the two Braises, the Braise that says Hare Kulam Mechurin, and the Braise that says Ein Kulam Mechurin, are both going on Merchats, and the Gemara makes it Sushtal to the Beis Sabbat. And it means the Braise we said before. That's the only Braise we said before. Mam le Beis HaMechats Chol Tashmishav and HaMechal Kulam Mechurin. So the Braise is talking about the Beis HaMechats, and the Gemara is telling it to the case of the Beis Sabbat. But the Riff and the Rush, as brought in the Maseres Hashas, is Geiris, that Rav Yosef Raisa was, Imam Beis Sabbat v'chol tashmish v'noichach kulam mechurin. And apparently, Rav Yosef is bringing a Raisa, which the Gemara didn't bring before, but a Raisa specifically about Beis Sabbat, that by Beis Sabbat, when you say, Beis Sabbat v'chol tashmish v'noichach kulam mechurin, And in that we have Reb Chiya that says Ein Kulam Mechurin, and in that we have Reb Ashi's Chilik if he says Ilei Mitzshanoa, if he makes the Mitzarim or not. Now it could be a big Chilik La'alacha, because if the Gemara is not Tumat Merchitz at all, right, the Gemara Shaila that it brought in was about Beis Abad, and if Yosef brought a Brais about Beis Abad, and Tani Reb Chiya was also a Beis Abad, and Reb Ashi's Chilik was also discussing Beis Abad, like Reb Ashi said, Yomalei Beis Abad V'chol Tashmishov. So you could say that the Gemara is only discussing Beis Abad. Mashenge by Beis HaMerchatz, as long as you said Beis HaMerchatz Echol Teshmishav Ani Meichelach, then they'll all be sold, even if you didn't make the Mitzarim. The way we have the Gemara, that the Gemara's Raya was from a Brice by Beis HaMerchatz, and Reb Chiya was about Beis HaMerchatz, so the Gemara is comparing Beis Abad to Beis HaMerchatz, but both have the same dinim. By both of them, in order to sell the Tashmishe HaMerchatz and the Tashmishe Beis Abad, that out of the Merchatz, by the Merchatz we're talking about the Breches Mayim and the Eitzus Eitzim, by the Beis Abad we're talking about the Chanuyis, the Avashalche B'Shum Shemi. But in both cases, in order to sell the things outside them, the Tashmishe HaMerchatz and the Tashmishe Beis Abad, you need Mitzarim. Mashenkein, if Rav Yosef's Breisa was specifically about Beis Abad, so then you could say that the whole Sugi is only talking about Beis Abad. Mashenkein Beis HaMerchatz, you'll say like the Pashas and the Braisa earlier, that even without Mitzarim, everything is sold. And Dashtein Rambam. The Rambam says that Mefurish. The Rambam says Mefurish that by Beis HaMerchatz, as long as he said, Hu v'chol Tashmishav, everything is Mechurin, but by Beis HaMerchatz, it's only when he makes the Mitzarim. And that would fit with the Girsa of the Rif and the Rush, that the Gemara was to him Beis HaMerchatz. And what's his Svar al-Lachalik? So to say for Teiris Chaim, he says, by Beis Abad, we find that even if you say Kol Mashe B'Seichai, you're not selling everything. Frat Lashit the Sarambam, you're not doing the Achirim and the Galgal and the Kaira and the Sak and the Matzufim. Even when you say Kol Mashe B'Seichai, you're not selling everything. You're still leaving out some things. So when you say Kol Teshmishav, then you could mean everything that's in the Beis Abad, but not necessarily the Tashmishim that out of the Beis Abad, the Chanuyah Shashalchu B'Shum Shemi. Mashenge by Merchatz, there the Braisa says, in the Mishnah also, when you say Kol Mashe B'Seichai, everything inside the Merchatz is Mechurin. The only thing that's not Mechur is the Breches HaMayim and the Eitzah Shalaisim, which is outside the Merchatz. So once you say Kol Tashmishav, even without saying the Mitzarim, you mean everything. By Beis Abad, there are four Dargis. There's the Yam, the Mamel, the Besulis that are sold together at the Beis Abad no matter what. There's the Rechaim El Yoyna, which is sold when you say Hu V'Kol Mashe B'Seichai, but not. Then you have the Sakim and the Matzufim, which even Hu V'Kol Mashe B'Seichai doesn't help. So there, you have to say Kol Tashmishav. And then you have the Chanuyis outside, where even Tashmishav doesn't help, you need Mitzarim. Mashenke Merchatz only has three Dargis. You have the Merchatz and the Beis and Nesarim and the Beis Yikam and the Beis Svalim, that's Dam. The Nesarim Atzmam, the Yikamim Atzmam, the Svalim Atzmam, etc. You need Hu V'Chol Mashe B'Seichai. And then there's no other Darga. The next thing is the Breaks of Masafkas and Mayim. So when you say Kol Tashmishav, you don't mean to be married by anything else except for the Breaks and the Eitzreis, which are outside the Merchatz. That's how the Teres Chaim explains Pshat in the Rambam. Malakapanim is telling in this Girsa. If the Girsa, like we Girsa in the Gemara, that they brought the Raya from the Brisa Beis HaMerchatz, like Karak Beis HaMerchatz and Beis HaMerchatz, the same din. But if the Brisa that he brought said Beis HaMerchatz, so then the Gemara is only by Beis HaMerchatz. You don't see any Raya to Beis HaMerchatz, and by Beis HaMerchatz, the Pashas of the Brisa earlier said, Das Alain that you say called the Shemish of the Meichelach is good. You don't have to say limits or not. Now the Yad Ramah is Ma'ir on the Girsa of the Rif and the Rush, that a Girsa by Rav Yosef Beis HaMerchatz. If the whole sugi is talking about Beis Abad, why do we Gemara bring it in after the Mishnah of Merchatz? The Gemara should have said that whole sugi before the Mishnah of Merchatz and the Mishnah of Beis Abad. Bishleim efi gairis like we gairis of Merchatz. So the Gemara brought in the story of Beis Abad because we're going to bring from the Brice of Merchatz a psak, a riot to the psak of Beis Abad. So maybe we have to wait till we bring the Brice of Merchatz and then we bring the story of Beis Abad to be patient from the Brice of Merchatz. So it belongs in the Mishnah of Merchatz, because that's where the Raya is from. Mashenkin, if you go to Beis Abad, like the Riff and the Rush, so why do we say it in the Mishnah of Merchatz? Because you say it in the Mishnah of Beis Abad. That's like the Yad Ramah. Balak upon him, that's the Riff and the Rush's Girsa, and that's the Psak and the Ramam, Delagabi Mechitz, you don't need Ilim Mitzvah, you only need Ilim Mitzvah Bebe Sabbat. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Amecher Seir Machabatim, Bayreish Sichem, Ma'oris, Mechitzoy, Sheifchis, Be Sabbatim, Be Sashlochim. Someone who sells a city is selling all the houses, all the Bayreish Sichem, Ma'oris, all the wells, all the Mechitzoys, all the bird cages, all the Sheifchis, all the presses, and all the fields, the Beis HaShlochen, which the Gemara explains. Avalayis HaMetaltlin, any movable property is not considered in the Mechir Seir. The Rishbam says even Tanur Kirayim, anything which is not Mechubar, is all not sold together with the ear. Ubizman Sh'am Lohu V'chol Masha B'Seicha, if you say everything inside the ear, Afilo Hayu B'Behema V'Avadim, Have a kula mechurin. Even if it has behem and avadim, it's also mechurin. The Rishbam Adav Samachem in Beis, he says that there's a big chiluk when you sell a bayis and you say hu v'chol mashe b'seichei, and you sell a chatzir and say hu v'chol mashe b'seichei, and you sell an ear and say hu v'chol mashe b'seichei, there's a big nafkamina la'alacha between those three cases. It's often the Rishbam Alein Adav Samachem in Beis. He says like this. The Mishnah Daf Samachei by Yemeiches HaBayis, it says that everything that's kavua is sold, but not the metaltelis, and not the kelis, and the tana, and the kirayim. And then it says, "Bizman she'amahu v'chol meshav seicher kula mechurim." Zok the Rishbam, it doesn't say all the metaltelim are mechurim. Hare kulon, everything that we mentioned is machur. The mafteach that's metaltelis, the machteshes that's the metaltelis, the Tanner and the Kirayim, only those things, because he calls them their tashmish that are miyuchet for this bias. They're not stam kli tashmish, they're kelim which are miyuchet for this bias. But derech klal, they don't move, because they're heavy, even though they're metalta, but they're heavy. So they're not something which is carried around easily. They are portable, but they're kelim, like we'd say, appliances, there's some appliances that are stuck to the house, that are attached to the house. The appliances that aren't attached to the house, but you don't move them, you don't lend them, you don't rent them. They're very heavy. In today's terms, the oven, the washing machine, the dryer, the dishwasher, all these things, even if they're not attached to the house, but if you say, kol mashe b'seichei, they're sold, because b'derech klal, they stay in the house. But any other metaltelim, the ones that are lav dafka, a chelik of this house, they're not nimka b'chal d'bayis, even when you say, hu v'chol mashe b'seichei. By chatzir it says, but not metaltalin. So by bias, the kulan mechurin doesn't include metaltalin. It includes kulan, meaning the taner, the kirayim, the machteshes, that's metaltalis, the things that are pretty much stuck into the house, even though they're metaltal, but pash is going to stay in the house. By a chatzir, it says, avaloyis a metaltlin, ubizman sham lehu v'chal mesh b'secher, kula mechurim, meaning all the metaltlin are mechurim. Not just the clay tashmish of the bais. But the Rishbam points out, from the Gemara and Daf Kufnun, the metaltlin don't include chiti v'sari. They don't include food. Metaltlin mean kalim. The food processor, the iron, the stereo set, these are all, I'm saying, modern day examples. But the point is, they're kli tashmish. They're not kli tashmish that are necessarily stuck in this house, like the heavy appliances like we mentioned, but that they're kli tashmish that are used for tashmishim. But the food, the pantry, and those things that are not sold. Now by ear, we have a third darga. By ear, it says, when you say, hu v'chol mashe b'seichai, hare kulam mechurim, the Mishnah says, afilu behem v'avadim. And the Rishbam says, v'kol shken chiti v'sari. Kula mechura means absolutely everything. Every last thing in the city, period. But why is it that way? L'maisa d'alacha is, say when you sell a bayis, say when you sell a chatzis, say when you sell a ear, anything which is not kavua is not sold. The whole chalukim between the bayis, the chatzis, and the ear, al kapanim lefida reshbam, are all things that are kavua. That by a bayis, you're not selling along the bayis, the shichim, the aris, all these things, just the bayis. By a chatzir, you're also selling the merch, you're also selling the bayir, sheikh, and the ma'aris, but you're not selling the merchitz and the beis abad. And by the ear, you're even selling the merchitz and the beis abad and the sheifchis. You're selling all the things that are kavu in the ear. That's a chilik between the bayis, the chatzir, and the ear. But in regard to movable property, without saying hu v'chol ma'ashe b'seichai, you're not selling any movable property. Not in the bayis, not in the chatzur, not in the ir. Nothing. Even the taner, the kirai, and the machteshes kavu and that do not go along with the ir. But when you say hu v'chol ma'ashe b'seichai, then there's a big chiluk. By a bayis, all you mean is the tashmishin, the kalim, that are somewhat kavua to the bayis and a miyuchet for this bayis. Like we said, the heavy appliances, which generally speaking don't move out of the house. By chatzir, you mean all clay tashmish, but not chitim and sarim and not behemav avadim, only kalim that are used for tashmishim. And by ir, you mean everything, including behem and avadim and kol shekein chitim v'sarim. What's the chilek? So zak derishvam tu chilukim. One is that by a bayis, he sells a house, he's probably moving in the neighborhood. So Mamela, it makes sense for him to take all the kalim from the house. So even if he says, hu v'chol ma'ashe b'seichai, he means the heavy appliances, that much it doesn't make sense, that'll keep in the house. But all the lighter appliances, all the things that Taka move around, they're not miyuchet for this bayis, it makes sense for him to take. Mashenka, when he sells the chatzir, so he's not in the neighborhood anymore. So there, he probably wants to give him all the kalim in the house and just wants to take for himself the chitim, the sairim, the food, the behemoth avadim. And by a year, where he's moving to a different city, so then it makes sense that he doesn't want to take anything along. So when he says, hu v'chol ma'ashe b'seichai, he means absolutely everything. The other chilek, he says, in general, the bigger the item is, the more the things that are bottled to it. When you sell a house, you don't mean to sell along so many things, because a house is not such a big thing. So you only mean, he mean to me, might how much you're selling along when you say, hu v'chol ma'ashe b'seichai. A chatzir is a larger thing, so more things become batal. A ear, which is very large, even more things become batal. The Yad Ramah, who also says the same diuk, he says, other source, he says, a bayis doesn't necessarily have these kalim, a chatzir that generally does. A chatzir doesn't necessarily have chiti v'sari, ear generally does have chiti v'sari b'heim and avadim. Al-Kapanim, that's the chilek, and that's the charim of Ur in the Mishnayis. That when it says by bayis, meaning kulan, what's going back on the Mishnah, just the kelim acha miyuchet to the bayis, by chatzir it says kulan mechurim, but doesn't say afilu behem of avadim. So it means kol metaltalim, and stam the word metaltalim, zok derishbam, I have a gemara in daf kuf nun, that says, if a guy says, I'm going to sell you all my metaltalim, he doesn't mean chit divisari. So the word metaltalim doesn't mean chit divisari, and kol shekein it doesn't mean behem and avadim. And by ear it says specifically, afilu behem of avadim, and kol shekein chiti v'sari, that means absolutely everything. The Rambam is a little shikul shver, because the Rambam doesn't say afilu behem of avadim when he says chatz. He leaves out those words, even though they're in the Mishnah. So essentially, the Rambam says by ear the same thing as by chatzir, that bizman she'amahu v'chol ha'shem b'seichai, harei kol metaltalim mechurin. Now it's not clear if in the Rambam the word metaltalim includes chiti v'sari, doesn't include behem of avadim, or does it include only one of them? Does it only include behem of avadim? Does it only include chiti v'sari? Does it mean neither? Does it mean both? It's not 100% clear in the Rambam. But what's particularly shver is that the Mishnah makes a point by ear to say afilu behem of avadim, and by chatzir it does not say that, and the Rambam makes no chiluk between the two. So there's a ma'aser ekech. He says in the Rambam doesn't pass like the Mishnah afilu behem of avadim. The Rambam means dafka metaltalim, which don't include behem of avadim, just like he said by chatzir. He passes like the brisa. The brisa is a meiches and loy meiches ben eser, b'shumu lama meiches, macher ben eser, and that brisa doesn't mention them by behem and avadim. But it's very, very shver. I don't see any mashmais in the brisa that it argues on the Mishnah klal. The brisa is not discussing when he said, hu v'chol ma'ashe b'seichai. And also, if there's a machlokes brisa in the Mishnah, how could the Rambam pass like the brisa? He's supposed to pass like the Mishnah. But the Rambam tzrichim yin. And the Mishnah goes weiter. The Mishnah says, "Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Hamecher Seir Macher Es Santer." Gemara has different shot than what the Santer is. Now, the Perush Mishnayos Rambam writes, "Ein Alacha K'Rav Shimon Gamliel." The Rif also writes that, "Ein Alacha K'Rav Shimon Gamliel." We don't pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Rambam also in Yad does not bring this din that Yemecher Es Santer. We don't pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now the Rosh has the kasha that the Gemara says in common places, including in Gittin, that Whenever Reb Shimon Gamliel says his din in the Mishnah, we pass like Reb Shimon Gamliel, except for Arev Tzidan and Raya Achreina. So why does Rif not pass like Reb Shimon Gamliel? Now the emphasis the Gemara says in a few places, like the Rashi brings down, Amarei Nina Valibad Rabbi Yechanan. There's one Amarei that says B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan such a thing, but not all the other Meram held. So Mechleikus Meram for Rabbi Yechanan really held it as Klal or not. But the Rosh asked, the Rif really brings his klal in Gittin. By the case of Tzidon, that's one of the three cases, Arev Tzidon and Raya Achreina. Tzidon means a story that happened in Tzidon, that someone told his wife, you have to give me a cloak, and the cloak got lost, and Rav Shimon Gamliel said you can give the money, said, yeah, we don't pass Rav Shimon Gamliel, because he said to give the cloak, he didn't make Mekayim the time with the money. So the Rif there paskins that way, that we don't pass Rav Shimon Gamliel, and he says, So you see the Rif brings that klal. So you see the Rif holds. So the Rosh says, well, maybe the Rif really doesn't hold it a klal. He just brought it because he wants to show that even if you do hold it a klal, this is still an exception. This is still an exception that we don't pass from Shem Gamliel here. So that's why the Rif knows we don't pass in that way. And Kolshkein, that we don't b'chol don't pass it like that klal, we don't necessarily pass it like Reb Shimon Gamliel. Says it b'losh in Shema, and the Pulach Rifta points out that in Gittin he says it b'teres v'dois, and the Rif really doesn't necessarily pass Reb Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah. He just brought this klal to tell you that al kaponim in this case, everyone's masking, we don't pass like Reb Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah. Pulach Rifta brings in the ninth parak also, there's a Mishnah Reb Shimon Gamliel doesn't pass, that Rif does not pass like Reb Shimon Gamliel. And it goes to Shitase, that we didn't hold it as clown of Kol Makom Sheshanim Shemuel Mishasein Locha Kameisei. The Shach makes another point. The Shach says that later in the Gemara, and the Fayin Chesim and Beis, Abaye says, Amar Abaye, Reb Lezer Shemuel, Reb Meir, Reb Nassim, Sumchus, V'nachom Adi, Kulei Svirlu, Ki Mazbin Ishmidi, Iyev Echol Teshmishe Mazbin. So whenever you have a list of Tanoim that all hold the same thing, that's called a Shita, and the Gainim have a clown. That whenever the Gemara says that way, Kula Sviluhu, or these three or four or five Tanam, Amru Davar Echad, we don't pass like any of them. And that's what the Rif and the Rosh say there, but he gave the other Tanam. So Mela, even if normally we would pass like Reb Shimon Gamliel, but here we'd have a special reason not to pass like him because of this Kula Sviluhu. So there's two reasons why the Rif doesn't pass like Reb Shimon Gamliel. First of all, the Rif doesn't necessarily hold to this clown of Kol Malkim Yeshanim Shem Gamliel Shem Alocha Kameisei. So Mela Ibazai, if Shem Gamliel is arguing on the Tanakama, you'd go with the regular Klal of Yachid V'ram Malacha Karabim. But second of all, even if normally we would pass on Shem Gamliel, but here we have the sheet that we have the coolest Svirlu on the Fayin Chesim Abayis, then we don't pass on Shem Gamliel. So that's the Alocha, we don't pass on Shem Gamliel. Now the Gemara says, Gemara goes Vaitam, Omle of Acha Breder of Avilar of Ashi, Shamas Mina Avdaka Metaltali Domi. I see from the Mishnah that Evid has Din of Metaltalim, Dika Makarka Domi, is not an Agav Masa. If you're going to say that Evid is Din of Karka, so why only when you say Hu Vachom, Mar says when you say Hu Vachom Ashabesaychai, so then Afilu Hoyaba Behema Avada Mikulam Machurim. Sounds like if you didn't say Hu Vachom Ashabesaychai, then Avada, not Minastam Macher Agav the ear. Teretz is Vaista, he said Avada Mal have a Din of metaltalim, because if the avodim have a din of karka, so then why wouldn't it be sold agav the ear, even without saying hu v'chom asher b'seichai? So the Gemara says, v'elamai avdaka mekalka dami, so my afilu. So what are you going to say, that avdus ka metalti, but still, it says afilu avbeim av avodim. What's the afilu beim av avodim? Why are they worse than any metaltalim? Elamai is l'chomema. So what are you going to say, shani bein metaltalim denai, de metaltalim delay night? That even if all the metaltalim are sold, I might think Behemoth of Adam are not sold. Why? Because there's a difference between if it's moving or not moving. Even when you're selling all the metaltim, you don't necessarily sell Behemoth of Adam because it moves. So who would then, if you say Avdus Kemekarka dummy, it's still Shani be Mekarka deny the Mekarka deny it since the Karka moves, so Mamela won't be sold Agav the year. That can the Gemara. So the Gemara has no pshitis of Evid's like metaltim and Mekarka. It could be Evid's like Karka, and the reason why it's not sold Agav the year is because it's night. Anyway, when it's night, it's worse, because even when you're selling all the metaltalim, you don't necessarily sell the behemen avadim because it's night. So Shbam says, this shaila of Eved is kemekarka metalti is not legabe the ikadinim, the rice of Eved. We all know from Kama Mekayimus and Shas that the Eved vibes like karka. There's a hekish, there's a chaltim oisel of nechem acherechem, and that's a hekish to karka. Avadim hukshu lekarkois, legabe all dinim. Avadim a niknis bekesu shtar vechazaka, just like karka's niknis bekesu shtar vechazaka. On avadim, you have don't have a din of kefil. Also, you don't have a din of Shei Mechinam and Shei Mesacher and Sheol. There's no Chiyiv Shvua. All these dinim that the Torah says Lagabe Karka are said Lagabe Avadim. That's a klal in all over Shas, so many places. Avadim Hukesh Lekakais, Avdika Mekarki Dami. So, what's the discussion here if Avdis Kamekarki Metal? The discussion here is Lagabe Loshim Bnei Adam. And there's a Gemara later, the Gemara in Daf Kuf Nun says, let's say someone says, Kol Metalti Leplaini. I want to give Pliny all my metaltim. Does he including Avadim or not? Is Avadim considered metaltim? Is considered karka? And the Gemara there wasn't patient. So the chayav arayif in this Mishnah, because this Mishnah says when you sell an ear, you don't sell the Avadim. Is there right the metaltim? Because if they weren't metaltim, so what are they? They're karka. They should be sold together with the ear. But it's not a question about the halachic status of Avadim. The question is lashim b'nei adam. When people separate their property into karka and metaltim, how do they view, how do they classify Avadim? Is it in the karka or is it in the metaltim? And afkamina, when a person says, I'm selling you all my karka, or a person says, I'm selling you all my metaltim, is he including Avadim? That's the shaila. So Gemara first thought the fact that it's not sold with the ear is a raya that it's not karka, it's metaltim. Gemara says, no, it could be it's karka, but when you sell an ear, you don't mean all the karka in the ear, you mean all the unmovable karka in the ear. The movable karka is not included in the ear. It's not like if you'd have said kol mekarki, which that would maybe include avadim, if avadim in lashim ne'adim is mekarka, it's just sold in ear, so you don't necessarily mean the 90. But the question is only a question, not an halacha, the question is a question lashim ne'adim. Rabbi Chanan, over here, he points out that Taisa Nafkuf Nun, where the Gemara they asked that shayla, if avadim are kemetaltim or not, if when you sell metaltim and you say kol metaltim, do you mean avadim? So Taizen Afkuf Nun says that Avadim in Deraisa, Avadim alai Karka. But the question is by Derabanans. What's a din by Dinim Derabanan? When Derabanan have a din Derabanan, which makes a chilt in Karka Metaltim, on which side is Avadim? So Taizen Afkuf Nun, he doesn't say Lashim Bnei Adam. He says Lagabe Dinim Derabanan. So Mechanan is bothered, Lechaya, it's not a var Lagabe Dinim Derabanan either. Lechaya, it's a var Lagabe Lashim Bnei Adam. See, the emes is that there's a Gemara above a Kamadaf Yud Beis that has a whole discussion. Is Karka, is Avadim Kemetaltim or Avadim Kemekarki? So Taisus there above a Kamadaf Yud Beis says that Avadim we know that Megabi Dini Dereis is Avadim is Kemekarki. After all of a Shas, it's Nikdis Bekesh Shtayim V'Chazaka, you don't make a Shvu on it, you don't pay Kefil on it. Avadim, we know Avadim are Kemekarki. But the Shaila in the Gemara above a Kamadaf Yud Beis is Megabi Dinim Derabanan. Legabe Prusbul, which is the Rabbanan, which is only Nagabe Karka. Legabe Shibud, which is the Rabbanan. We have Shibud. Could you be Gaiva from Avadim? Legabe Kinyan Agav, which Taisus holds as the Rabbanan. That's the discussion in that Sugya. Legabe Dinim the Rabbanan, does it have a din of Karka Metal? Legabe Dinim the Reis has a din of Karka. Legabe Dinim the Rabbanan is to have a din of Metal. But Taisus there on Bavakam Daf Yud Beis says that this discussion, the Gemara Daf Kuf Nun, which talks about when you say kol metaltel pliny avadim mechal is avdika metalteli, and the Gemara here in Daf Samaches, where the Gemara says I have a raya that avdika metaltel because if it will be kemekarki, let it be sold like after the year. That's a third sugya. That is no shaychus to the Gemara in Bavakam and Daf Yabez, which is shaylas like I be dinim derabanan, because that's a shayl lashem bnei adam, which is what the Rishbam over here says. So that stims. The discussion is lashem bnei adam, but for Ektor Bochanan. But the Gemara, the Taizen Afkuf Nun that says that the question is Lagabi Dinim Derabanan, what does that mean? This is not a Takanas Chachamim. There's a question what he meant, what the Das Bnei Adam is. Let him say it's a question of Lashem Bnei Adam. So Rabbi Chanan says, the Gavaldagi Yisayd we see in Taizen Afkuf Nun, at least that's what Taizen holds, and Bemison he already says it earlier, such a type of Yisayd earlier there on Afkuf Mem. On Afkuf Mem he's discussing, the Gemara has a discussion of Tumtum. How do we look at a tumtum? Someone that doesn't have every zacher or a keva. So the Gemara says, even when he says ben and bas, he doesn't mean tumtum because he means ben vade and bas vade, not necessarily tumtum. But Taisa says somehow in that discussion also got in whether he's mechuyev to give mezainis with tnai ksuva. When a person dies, his benon nukvin, his daughters could still get mezainis from his nechasim. And there also the Gemara makes the same shaila that tumtum is not bechlal. So in fact, Taisa, there's not a question of Hashem ne'adam. There is a question of a tekanis chachamim. So the question is that the tekanis chachamim, him imanav shech the tumtum should get the nechasim because if it's a zachar, it should yarshin, and if it's in a keva, it should get at least the mezainis. The Gemara says it also that the mezainis is only given on a bas vaday. But that's not a question of das ne'adam. That's a question of tekanis chachamim. So Taisa says the Chachamim made the Takana based on the way people talk, based on the way people think, based on the way people categorize things. If people look at a Tumtum as a daughter, so then Chazal would include the Tumtum in the Takana of the Banis getting Nechasim. But if people don't look at a Tumtum as a daughter, they don't look at a Bas Vade as a daughter, so Chacham also wouldn't include in the Takana. The Takana would, the classification of the Takana would follow the Lashon B'nei Adam. So that's how Rabbi Chanan understands the Taisus here on Daf Kuf Nun also. He said it very bekitza, I'm being marich a little bit more than Rabbi Chanan. But basically, why would Chazal change the, if the Torah Dik Agdar of Avadim is like Karka, why would Chazal consider Avadim Lagabi their Takanis to be like Metalpun? The Vart is because that's what people think. The Torah has its gather, but the Takanis Chachamim, the classification of the Takanis Chachamim will be based on how people think. If people consider Avadim to be Karka, so Chacham also in their Takanas would consider Avadim to be Karka. If people consider Avadim to be Metaltim, the Chacham also would be that way. So Taisa Naf Kuf Nun understands the Gemara doesn't just mean a Shail and Das Bnei Adam. The Gemara means a Shail and a Lacha classification. Not Lagabi Dina Deraisa, because that we know is Karka, but Lagabi Dina Derabanan. Aye, we're not discussing Halacha, we're discussing Das Bnei Adam. Teretz's halacha follows the din in the rabbanan. The Kanas Chacham follows the classification of Lashem Le'adam. That's Rav Bechanan. It's like we said, Taisim Bavakama, which is the Rishbami is Mashma. Lachar holds that the way. Holds that this three shailas. What's the din in the Raisa? How the rabbanan look at it? Lefidat Takanas, and what's the Das Le'adam? It's three separate things. And now let's go right down. In Gemara, I'm shimming Amil Oimer Amaycher Seir Macher Sesanter My Santer. It means someone who's in the city, an Eved, the Rashbam says, whose job it is to show the Tchumen of the city. So even though Avadim aren't normally sold by the ear, Rav Shmuel holds that this Eved, which is so necessary for the ear, because he's the one in charge of showing where the Tchumen is sold together with the ear. And it means Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat, he means the Shemir ha'ir, but Al Kapanim, he's a person. And the Gemara says that Shimon ben Aftolmas, I'm a baggy. Shimon Aftolmas means baggy, meaning fields that are around the city. So the Rishbam, Shimon ben Aftolmas, the Rishbam says, came Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel. Shalas, what is the Rishbam talking about? He just said the name, the Divrei Masel is just the name, Shimon ben Aftolmas, and he writes, came Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel. What was Rabbeinu Chananel? What was Rabbeinu Chananel saying? Very cryptic Rishbam. So the Teres Chaim says that the Rishbam means the following. Maybe the Gerus is Kengarish Rabbeinu Chananel, but Akopanim, the Rishbam means that you look at other Rishainim, how they quote the Gemara, they quote Shimon ben Avsholi. The Rishainim, you look at their Ramban, their Ashma, they quote Shimon ben Avsholi. Rabbeinu Chananel apparently had the Gerus, Shimon ben Avtolmis, and the Rishbam was Machriya that the Gerus is Shimon ben Avtolmis, not Shimon ben Avsholi. But what's the difference? Why is the Rishbam so interested that it should be Shimon ben Aftolmas as opposed to Shimon ben Avsholi? It's like the Teres Chaim, because the Rishbam holds that you can't call somebody Avsholi. Since Avsholim was a Rasha, Avsholim was David HaMelech's son, they rebelled against him, and then he was killed by Yoav, David HaMelech's Saritzava, the whole story. So since Avsholim was a Rasha, you can't call someone Avsholim. So what's the pshat if we find the Gemara, someone called Avsholim? It's Shver, so it must be that the Gerus is Shimon Aftolmas. You find Taisus in several places says such a thing, even about other names, but particularly about Avsholim, Taisus says it. He says it also about Shevna, which was considered a Rasha in the days of Chizkiyo, that he wanted to give in to Sancheriv, and he changes the Gemara's Shevna to Shachna. You have that in Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. You find Taisa Megillah, Daf Yud Amud Beis, where the Gemara says Rabbi Ben Ephraim, maybe, and Taisa changes it to Rabbi Ufran, not Ephraim, because Ephraim was a Rasha. Taisa says, Shem Yisham Yurk, if you don't mention the name of a Rasha. But by Afshalim, this is specific Taisa about this also. It's in Ksuvis, Daf Kavdalan Amud Beis, where there it says, Shnei Deonik Zeris Havishlaim Admain and Hanan Ben Avishalim. So someone gerus Chanan ben Avshalim, and Rabbeinu Tam changes the gerusa to ben Avishalim, because he says you can't name Avshalim. Says Shem Yisham Yirkov, you can't name that for Russia. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Avshalim doesn't have a chelik on Abba. So how could he give such a name? Elamai, you have to change the name to Avishalim. He says Avishalim is a name. It says in Malachim that Rechavam's mother's name was Macha bas Avishalim. So, Avishalim is really a name, and therefore, you have to say, the Gerus say Avishalim. So, Zagda Teres Chaim, that's Pshat in the Rishbam, that's why he says, Kain Pirush Ben Echananel, or maybe he said, Kain Garus Ben Echananel. He's changing that in the Svarim it had Shimon Ben Avshalim, but Ben Echananel's Gersa was Shimon Ben Avtulmas. So, he wrote Shimon Ben Avtulmas, that's the Gersa, and the reason why he was Makbet to write this Gersa, because he chose the Gersa of Avtulmas instead of Avshalim, because he can't give a name Avshalim, because Avshalim was a Rasha. Well, in my sense, it sounds like the other Rishayim didn't have this problem. So in the Sefer Nachla Shiva, it's a Sefer on Shteris and on Gittin, it's in Simen Mem Hei, where there he writes about the Shemus Gittin. The question is, are people that have the name Avshalim? There's such a name among Yidin Avshalim. And he brings a Shaila in the Peskim. Do you write Avshalim, or do you change it to Avishalim? Like Taisa says, that you assume that the name wasn't Avshalim, even though it's pronounced Avshalim, but obviously that's a mispronunciation. And the real name is Avishalim, it's just people pronounce it Avshalim, so you don't always write every, when they shorten a name, when they call someone Yankel instead of Yaakov, you don't necessarily write the nickname if they're trying to say the same name. So therefore you should write Avishalim, because it must be the real name is Avishalim, not Avshalim, because you can't name Avshalim. That's what he brings for some Paiskim, but he brings some Paiskim, well no, that Yishataka, you should write Avshalim, if that's how it sounds, that's the name. So he discusses it a little bit. Then Mrs. Lechari, you could say it's totally in a machlokes tanon. Because, like Taisus brought, Taisus' ikka problem that Avshalom was a Rasha was because Rabbi Meir says in Perich Chelik, Estafkov Gimel, Beis and Sanhedrin, that Avshalom doesn't have a Chelik Olam Abba. Now there's a Gemara in Seita Daf Yudim in Beis. When Avshalom dies, it says that David HaMelech was crying. He says, V'kayam HaBelechta, B'ni Avshalom, B'ni, B'ni Avshalom, Yet Mitei Musi Ani Tachtecha Avshalom, B'ni, B'ni. So he said, eight times the word Avshalim. Because then it says again, V'yizakamel kagodam b'ni Avshalim, Avshalim b'ni b'ni. So altogether he said the word b'ni eight times. So the Gemara is a machlokes. The Gemara first says that the pshat is that the seven times he said b'ni was to take him out of the seven maduras of Gehenna. And the eighth time he said b'ni was to bring him into Olam Haba. The Ikad Amri, the eighth time he said b'ni, was to say that it was carved, to make carved racial l'gabi gufei, to put his head and his body together in Olam Hazeh. And Taisus there is Mavur, the Rav Meir who says that Avshalom doesn't have a Chelek Olam Haba, he is going like the man the Amr that the eighth time was not to bring him to Olam Haba, it was just to get his head and his body together. But really, Avshalom didn't end up in Olam Haba. Avshalom ain't the Chelek Olam Haba. That's what Rav Meir holds. But the man the Amr that says that he said eight times, seven to get him out of the seven Maduras of Gehenim, and the eighth to get him into Olam Haba, that holds not like Rameya. That holds Avshalom does have a chelik olam haba. So it is possible, and the Nachla Shiva reads this ice, that if you're going to say that David HaMelech got Avshalom into olam haba, so come days he's not a rush anymore. David HaMelech was able to masak and ulus katam. I mean, Avshalom is stomach at very high madrigas, is mashma that way in the psukim. Navas, he did katam. He was married against David HaMelech. He made against the merida. So Mela, because of that, he lost his olam haba. But if David HaMelech was able to get it back from him, he was able to misakin his chatam, so maybe you could call Avshalom. You don't have the problem of Shem Risham Yirkav, just like David HaMelech could get him to Olam Haba. He could take out the Shem Risham Yirkav. And Taisin Ksuvis is Mashaway, because Taisin Ksuvis asked the Kasha, not Stam that Avshalom was a Rasha, but because Rabbi Meir says Avshalom doesn't have a Chayel Golam Haba. But Taisin in Saita says clearly that it's totally. Not everyone holds like Rabbi Meir. The man, the Amun, that says that the eight Benis was to give him a chelik olam haba. So he also does have a chelik al mava. Now the Nachman Shiva's maskana is that you should write Avishalim, because he says, since it's a suffix, so why should you write Avshalim? Maybe he doesn't have a chelik al mava, so you should write Avishalim. But it could be the Rishonim that have the gears of Avshalim, they hold that we don't pass like a mate, because the Mishnah says that four hadyaitis don't have a chelik al mava, Bilam and Dayig and Achitayfel and Gechazi. And the Mishnah doesn't include Avshalim. Why did the Mishnah include Avshalim? Mestama and Holik Rebbe. Rebbe holds he doesn't chelik al-maba, but the Mishnah Mestama holds, like the one that says that all the eight benis was to give him a chelik al-maba. And the Lach is Kestam Mishnah. And well, that's why he could have the name Avshalim. Al-Kabanim, it's a Shalom to Paiskim if there's such a name Avshalim, or anyone who's called Avshalim is really Avishalim because you can't give the name Avshalim. The Gemara says, my center. Hachat Targimu Bar Mechav Nisa. Here they learned it. Bar Mechav Nisa means a person that's in charge. Rishbam is Tubshatim. Either he's in charge of telling everybody where the fields are. He's in charge of keeping Cheshbon where exactly the boundaries of each field is. Or he's a person that's a guard over the fields. And Shimon Avtolmus, I'm a Bagi. Shimon Avtolmus says Bagi means the fields that are outlying the city. And the Gemara says, Man Dama Bar Mechav Nisa Kol Shkein Bagi. Man Dama Bagi Bar Mechav Nisa Loi Mizdabit. The one who says Rav Shimon Gamliel says that the Bar Mechav Nisa, the person in charge of the fields, is sold. So Kol Shkein, the fields themselves are sold. And the one that says the fields themselves are sold, but not the person in charge of the fields. Then the Gemara says, it says that you sell the Tanakama holds, you also sell Beis HaShlochen. And the Gemara thought that Beis HaShlochen means Bagi, means the outlying fields. So the Gemara says, if you say that center means Bar Mechav Nisa, so we understand. The Tanakama holds the outlying fields are sold, but not the Bar Mechav Nisa, not the person in charge of the fields. And the Shimon Gamliel is saying that the person in charge of the fields is also sold. But if you're going to say that center means Bagi, means outlying fields, and Beis HaShlochen also means outlying fields, so what's the chilek between the Tanakama and Shimon Gamliel? So the Gemara says, no, Shlochan doesn't mean the outlying fields. Shlochan means Ganenisa, the gardens, the vegetable gardens. But Bagi Loi Mizdavni, according to Tanakama, the outlying fields are not sold. And Rav Shimon says that center, meaning the outlying fields, they're the ones that are sold. So it comes out, these two machlokes in Atali HaBaha. If you hold that center means Bar Mechav Nisa, so then Beis HaShlochan means Bagi. If you hold the center is a person who's in charge of the fields, then the Bagi means the fields themselves. If you hold that center means the fields themselves, then Beis HaShlochen means the gardens. So in regard to center, we're trying to make an interesting observation. Taisus and Amid Beis says that it's clear from other places in Shas and Midrashim that the word center is a person. There's a Gemara in Gittin that says that even if you wrote the get and dated it by the center Shebeir, which means when the center took control of the city, so it's Megureshes. You see, it's clearly a person. And also, he says in the Medrash, it says that someone got married to a Santira. And in Tesefta Mamitzi, it says that a guy made a Yidah apotropos a center. So you see, in a number of places in Shas and Tanaic literature, center means a person. So Taisa says, obviously, center has two meanings. And that's why, the way Taisus learned the Gemara in Amud Beis, even if Rabbi Shimon Gamliel meant a person, in Rabbi Yehuda there, Taisus is learning that he meant the fields. Because obviously it has to have two meanings. You can't say it just means fields. There's common places where center is referred to a person. Perhaps it's related to the word that we use, senator, which also means some person with some authority. The Rishonim explained a little bit better, because it's a little bit odd that the same word can mean two completely different things. They say the actual world means fields. The meaning of the word is fields, but you could call the person in charge of the fields by that same name, just like you call somebody that makes pats, kaderes, you call him a kader, or someone that is a donkey driver, chamayr, you call him a chamar. In other words, you can give the name of the person with the profession based on the item of the profession. So center would mean fields, and the person who's in charge of the fields, either he's watching the fields or he's in charge of arbitrating any dispute about the boundaries of the fields, he would have that same name as the fields, the name center. Now, about Beis HaShlochen, it's interesting that Taisus and the Rishayim ask an opposite question. Taisus asks the following question. He says, the Gemara suggests that Beis HaShlochem, according to one of the Beis HaShlochem means gardens. He says, but that's not what it means in other places in Shas. We have in Shas a difference between a Beis HaShlochem and a Beis HaBal. We had that earlier, Lamash and Lecheskes Abatim. Beginning of Cheskes Abatim, it says that a Beis HaShlochem needs that you machzik in it 3 years every single day, and Beis HaBal just needs three crops. And the difference is that a Beis HaShlochem, you get payers throughout the year, and a Beis HaBal, you only get a crop once a year, so you need three crops. You find in Mayit Katan, it says that you're allowed to irrigate a Beis HaShlochem on Chol HaMoed, but you're not allowed to irrigate a Beis HaBal, because it doesn't need irrigation. So Taisa says, so everyone knows that Beis HaShlochem is a field, like a Beis HaBal, and the difference between a Beis HaShlochem and a Beis HaBal is a Beis HaShlochem is a field that needs irrigation, and a Beis HaBal is a field that does not need irrigation. So why is the Gemara saying that a Beis HaShlochem means gardens? So Taisa says like this. Taisa says that when in a field itself, it could allow such a distinction between a field that needs irrigation, that is irrigated, and a field that gets all its water from the rain. So then, Beis HaShlochem means a field, and Beis HaShlochem means a field which needs irrigation, which has an irrigation system, as opposed to Beis HaBal, which just gets its water from the rain. But in Ag Gemara by Macher Seir, the Gemara knew there's definitely no such distinction. There's definitely no reason to be mechalik between the fields that get their irrigation from the rain or the field that get their irrigation from some irrigation system that you water the field. There's absolutely no chiluk whatsoever. If one of them is sold, then the other is sold. If one of them is not sold, then the other is not sold. So here the Gemara had a problem. You could say one of two things. You could say that the Beis HaShlochem in the Mishnah means fields. But then, it's odd why the Mishnah used the expression Beis HaShlochem, because clearly that would apply to Beis HaBal as well. The Gemara wasn't trying to contrast a field which needed irrigation to a field that doesn't, and therefore you have to say that it's lav dafka, you have to be seivel that deichik, and say all outlying fields are included in Beis HaShlochem. And then Santa would be a person. But it's just the deichik, why did it use the word Beis HaShlochem? So therefore, the Gemara says in this particular case, Beis HaShlochem could mean a vegetable garden, which also obviously always needs irrigation. It's not enough the rain, but it means a vegetable garden. And that's why it says Beis HaShlochem, a field which always needs irrigation, a vegetable garden, as opposed to a field, even a field that does need irrigation, the classic Beis HaShlochem would not be sold. That's how Taisus says Akasha and Teretz on the Sugya. Interestingly enough, the Ramban Rashba say Fakert. The Ramban Rashba say, why is this Gemara saying that Beis HaShlochem means fields? Why should it mean fields? Beis HaShlochem doesn't mean fields, they say. Beis HaShlochem means a vegetable garden. They say, for instance, Cheskes Abatim. Everyone understands a field has a crop once a year, so you don't need 3 years, you need three crops. A vegetable garden, constantly you're getting vegetables from it, so you need 3 years, miyam liyam. But of course, Beis HaShlochem means a vegetable garden, same thing in Mayit Katan. A Beis HaShlochem, you're allowed to irrigate, because everyone knows a vegetable garden needs constant irrigation. If you don't irrigate it, it gets ruined, so it's a davar of it, you're allowed to irrigate it. A Beis HaBal means a wheat field. A wheat field does not need constant irrigation, and if we're not allowed to do a Chol HaMoed. So what's the Gemara saying? It means fields. Everyone knows that a Beis HaShlochem means a vegetable garden. The opposite of how Taisus understood in his Hashkaf Rishayna, that everyone knows that Beis HaShlochem means a field that needs irrigation, the Rishayna are saying that all over Beis HaShlochem means a vegetable garden. Ad kedei kach, the Rishayna wanted maybe magi in the other places, that maybe it's Beis HaShalhen, like shili, like weak, not shlochen. But the Rishayna say that no, Beis HaShlochem doesn't necessarily mean a vegetable garden. It could mean a vegetable garden. They believe in Cheskes Abatim, that's what it means, because only a vegetable garden you get the payers every day. But Beis HaShlochem could also refer to a field, even a wheat field, that needs irrigation. If the field happens to need irrigation, it's also will be called the Beis HaShlochem. So that's why the Gemara is a Shaila. Does Beis HaShlochem mean a vegetable garden? Or does Beis HaShlochem mean a wheat field which happens to need irrigation? And then, they don't mention this, but Avadat L'chayr, who would then, if it wouldn't need irrigation, the Iker is that it's a field. Al-Kabanim, they both come out the same, that it depends on the context, if Beis HaShlochem means dafka, a garden, or if Beis HaShlochem includes a wheat field, as long as the wheat field needs constant irrigation, as opposed to Beis HaBal, which the irrigation comes from the rain. You don't have to irrigate it.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.